FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
And welcome back into hour number two of Gregeth and Hooks. I'm Nick Gregeth. He's Bill Hooks. We're live from my garage hanging out with you as we will be probably for the next month. Having a little fun over here. Will Wilson back at the studio holding it down, and we appreciate you so much. Will, how sad are you every day when you get to work that we're not there?
Dude, it's like super boring. Super
Is it really?
Boring. Just walk in, sit down, and just sit here in silence.
Just listen to our sports show.
Listen,
and it's boring you?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not boring. I'm actually very entertained.
I mean, you can be honest. If
no,
it's boring,
not,
I apologize.
Not at all. No, I'm a big...
Will is not one of the 12, is
yes,
what I'm
saying. Yes, I am. Yeah, we know. We know.
No. You guys got it all wrong.
Just by proxy.
Got him stuck sitting listening to this crappy radio show all day.
I could be at home sleep.
This is the only sports radio show that I know is that religiously talks about Tiger King, so that's pretty cool.
That is true. We are a pretty big deal when it comes to the old Tiger King. We'll get to episode 5 a little
Ooh,
later today.
Baby.
Which is crazy.
Did you guys see what the internet's talking about? I can't wait to get to that.
Yes. We got a few things we could dive into on that topic. I'm excited
oh,
there.
Oh, baby.
All right, so what you got? What's trending at 10?
Let me start it.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
He started with a whisper.
He was just happy to talk to
I'm
people.
Sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
I'll start this out with some NFL news. So the Houston Texans, they're trying to make offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil the highest paid tackle in the league. Currently over at the Eagles, Lane Johnson, he's making $18 million a year. When Tunsil was talking about his contract extension, they offered him $18.5, but he counter-offered, and it was way higher. Guys, do you think Tunsil will become the highest paid tackle in the NFL?
Has to. The Texans traded everything for him without negotiating a contract. They had no choice. No choice but to give him whatever he wanted. How much did they say that he was going to make?
Well, they offered him 18.5, and he counter-offered. So he wants to make at least 19 to 20 a year.
Yeah, they have no
Ooh.
Choice. There's nothing they're going to be able to do. It is what it is. Like, you traded for a player that you knew wanted a ton of money, and then that player realized that they could hold you over a gun because you gave away 2 first-round picks and all sorts of other stuff. Bill O'Brien's an idiot.
Hey, Nick, you brought this up when we were talking about the NFL draft one day, and you were just talking about how there's a lot of things that come with the draft that they're not going to be able to do, like the interviews and all that. But there are going to be a ton of virtual interviews done with over 50 draft prospects. So the draft will look different, but it will be kind of the same things. Are you guys going to still watch the draft?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I watch the whole thing. I watch it top to bottom. Everything. I take notes and I upgrade and downgrade fantasy football players. You name it, I do it. Quit laughing at me, Hooks.
Nerd alert. Nerd
there
alert.
Is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing. I am just as into this as you are your Fox News every morning. So you leave me alone, old man.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, they're trying to find some teams for Yannick Ngakoue.
Yeah.
If you're the Jags, I mean, what are you taking for him?
So here's the deal. They're not trying. Other teams are trying to get him, and Jacksonville's playing hardball, and they're totally willing to let him just sit out.
Yes.
And like they want the farm for him. He even went on Twitter and was like, hey, let's all be adults here and come together and get me traded. And they're like, no, not happening.
Nothing like being an adult today.
Yeah, they're not doing it. And Jacksonville's tanking, so like they don't care. It doesn't matter to them if he plays or not.
Right now, moving on to the NBA, just updating you guys on this. So it's looking like their main goal is they want to crown a champion no matter what this season. They want to get teams to 70 games. That's kind of the mark. And when it comes to playoffs, they're trying to find one city that doesn't really have a lot of coronavirus outbreaks.
We only got 3 in Lincoln.
Yeah, so Lincoln would be a good option. But they're saying like Vegas, Atlantic City, Those are Louisville.
Not good options.
No, not happening.
They're saying those cities are an option.
No, the Atlantic City, geez, they're going to get so many STDs it will be off its charts. What are they talking about?
Well, they have cures for some of those.
I guess.
The other interesting thing they're saying here is that if they do have like a playoff system, it will be done in like July. So they're saying the start of the next season would be around Christmas.
Yeah, they... pushing everything back. Not a terrible idea, I guess. I mean, no one watches the NBA till Christmas. So you could have, like, the NBA kick off their season in Christmas. But here's the deal. The reason no one watches it is because these games don't matter until they get, like, halfway through, you know, the year. So it's kind of a bummer. I don't know. We'll see.
Do you guys think back to the 2003 NBA draft? I mean, the top five picks, it was LeBron, Melo, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and then Darko Milicic. So Carmelo Anthony came out, and he said that he would have won three rings if the Pistons drafted him instead of Milicic.
Overall.
Do you guys agree?
Those Pistons teams couldn't score.
No.
Yeah, they would have got out there and immediately got buckets on that team. And, yeah, I think they would have won a couple championships,
yeah.
100%. Melo is not going to be remembered as an all-time great because Detroit's stupid. Like, they 100%.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Do you know those teams, Will, at all? Do you remember those teams?
Detroit?
Yeah.
Not really.
So it had Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton.
Oh, sure.
All
yeah,
those guys.
The bad boys,
and
yeah.
They had won a championship. They beat the Lakers. But the thing was, is they didn't. Melo could have went on that team and been this big time scorer. But apparently, the GM Joe Dumars had just randomly ran into Darko for some workout, put him through a workout, and decided that was his guy.
Oh my god!
Like it was insane.
Yeah,
and it could have easily been Carmelo Anthony and or any of those guys, Bosh, you name
any
it,
of them.
You know. Could have went there, and they would have won a championship that next year.
Milicic played in 468 games. He averaged 6 points and 4.2 rebounds.
Oh, he was terrible. He was look at Melo's rookie season. What's Melo's rookie season look like?
I don't have that
here,
in front
pull
of
that,
me.
Pull that up real quick
yeah,
while we
it.
Talk. If Melo would have fit perfectly into that team, he would have played small forward. Tayshaun Prince, I believe, was the small forward at the time. You could have easily had Tayshaun Prince be the guy coming off the bench. He wasn't great by any means, and it would have been outstanding. They would have been so good. Inject all these points that Melo scored his rookie year into that team, and it would have been insane. And you had Ben Wallace hanging around the hoop.
Oh, geez.
You know,
he was a beast
rebounds,
at that point.
Playing
yes.
defense.
They'd have been a good basketball team.
They would have.
Yeah, Melo was 21 points a game.
As a rookie.
You know, 2.8 assists. He had
a stud. 8 rebounds, probably.
Yep.
7.
Around there. It's super hard to read this stat line.
That's okay. But. He would have been. It would have been. The point is, Melo gets one or two championships on those teams.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, guys, I have a list here, a top 10 list of college football programs that have paid the most money to buy out football coaches. Obviously, Nebraska has, you know, done their share in that.
Yeah.
But where do you think they list?
I think Tennessee's ahead of them.
I'll tell you right now, that is false.
What?
What?
Wow,
Tennessee's
okay.
been a
Damn.
Bigger dumpster fire than us.
I'll give you.
I don't know. Just tell
how about,
me.
How about USC? Are
there's
on
there's
list?
One team above Nebraska. Nebraska lists at number two.
Wow.
And the number one team is Florida. They've paid out $24.8 million. Nebraska comes in at second. They paid $24.3 million to Callahan, Pelini, Riley, and Counting Frost.
Good.
Number three, Kansas comes in. 23.7.
I should have thought of that.
Dude, bro, don't forget, yeah, they gave Turner Gill $10 million to hang out for one season.
Yeah, and then they also, when they got rid of Charlie Weiss,
yes,
Charlie Weiss
another
cost $10
million.
A lot of money.
yeah, it should be like the number of coaches at this point,
know,
too, because I think Kansas
so
is there with just two dudes.
Oh, my God. Per coach basis, they're
yes.
dominating the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. I mean, Auburn comes in at 4. Texas, they paid out $19.1 million. They're at 6. Colorado, 16.8. They ran out the top 10, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, hey, man, that happens. You've been hiring bad hires and having to get rid of them quickly because we don't mess around. Like, yeah, that makes total sense.
That's all I got. So what's trending at 10?
Let me see. I thought I had one.
I got
here.
One for
you.
You
got one? Go.
Yeah, Eric Reed continues to be a butthead. Eric Reed is pushing to invalidate the new NFL CBA because apparently there was a change of contract language. It was like a tiny change. in the contract language from the time that they started signing it to the time that they got it out. He's trying to clear it because he doesn't like it. He voted against it, Mr. Eric Reed. That guy, I cannot wait for him not to be in the league anymore. He's a solid player, but I just can't stand that guy. Cannot stand him.
Did you see, obviously, we've been talking about the Tiger King, and we will get to episode 5 here momentarily as we move along the show here. Have you seen Shaq in the news with the Tiger King thing?
No.
So Shaq right now, as the ESPN reporting that, you know, he's playing a little defense right now because we all know that he visited down there, and he has said he loves big cats, but he had no idea what was going on down at the old Joe Exotic Tiger King Ranch down there. But there's a lot of people that have been giving him a lot of flack on Twitter and social media about him being a part of that situation.
Oh, get out of here.
So he's been having to distance himself from the Tiger King.
I mean, get out of here. Shaq is not an idiot. There's no issues with this. People should be more mad about him being part of Papa John's than they are at Joe Exotic and what's going on.
Yeah, because a lot of this is stemming from because Shaq appeared in the opening episode of the 7-part series, right?
Yeah.
He there, and then the next night on the TNT broadcast, he shouted out Exotic Joe.
Yeah, Exotic Joe.
So,
who cares? He went down there because they were at a thing. I don't have a problem with it. When we talk about it later, do you see Britney Spears is all over the place?
What?
Yeah, she's like friends with Joe Exotic and all three of them. She's at the Grammys sitting next to Crazy Chick, Carol.
Oh, like,
slow down. It's not confirmed if it is.
That's her sitting right next to her.
Apparently,
how is it not?
Somebody like emailed Big Cat Rescue and was like, hey, can you confirm if this is Carol? And they said no, but obviously that could mean anything.
Just look at the photo. It's her.
I realize it looks exactly like her, but she also looks extremely young in it.
Yeah, that would have made sense. That was back in like this was like 19 years ago.
Yeah, but Carol's like, what, 60, 70 now?
No. Is she?
I don't know. She looks kind of old.
I mean, she looks old. Meth will do that to people, but like, I don't know that she's quite that age, but maybe. I don't know.
I'm looking.
We'll dive into that topic here a little later in the show, but yeah. By the way, Dre Kirkpatrick has been cut from the Bengals. He was the NFL's highest paid cornerback on a deal that he signed just a couple seasons ago. 5-year, $52.5 million contract. He is now on his way out. We'll see what kind of teams look for him. He is 30 years old, still a very solid corner in the NFL. Very good one. So
it'd be interesting, but those corners have not been hot commodities, man. Mm-hmm. Those contracts have not been there. By the way, Carol Baskins is 58 years
Thank
old.
Thank you. Oh, I told you she wasn't 70.
Well, even so, I mean, all right, fair enough. It
so
could,
that
it could be her.
Years ago. So she'd have been sitting at what, like 40 years old? Yes.
She looks.
That's a big difference.
She looked damn good for 40.
No, she never looked good.
Thanks, Will. I know I do. Appreciate you.
Who looks younger at 40? Carol Baskins in that photo or Bill Hooks right now?
I'm turning off my mic. I'm not.
Dead to me, Will Wilson. You're now Willie J once again.
Yeah, Willie J back in the house. Oh, my gosh. That was fantastic. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back after this.